What do you want?
I can't breathe. Please, the knee in my neck. I can't breathe shit.
The man was 46 years old. His death immediately triggered a nationwide protest. America is facing another pandemic beside the COVID-19. It is called pandemic of racism. In many cases, demonstrators clashed with police, set police cars on fire, vandalized properties or looted shops. I can't breathe. George Floyd's final words are haunting. His death has woken Americans up to a new nightmare on top of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, which has already ravaged the country the past couple of months. But most importantly, his death was a blunt reminder of a never-ending systemic racism and police brutality perpetrated against African Americans.
This is not the first time that police violence against black people in America has become a trigger for a nationwide demonstrations and riots about race. And definitely, it will not be the last because America is inherently a white country in character, in culture, and in structure. You're watching Ivo News.
The mass demonstration across U.S. cities in the past week following Floyd's death is rooted in the legacy of slavery, the history of racist policing, violence and inequality against black people. Let's briefly walk through the history of America to understand how racism is constructed.
In 1619, a ship with 20 enslaved Africans were brought to North America against their will. Since then, to satisfy the labor needs of rapidly growing North American colonies, white European settlers turned to African slaves at a cheaper, more plentiful labor source than indentured servants, who were mostly poor Europeans. It is estimated that 6 to 7 million enslaved people were imported to North America during 18th century alone. Slave people were not seen as human at all, but as commodities to be bought, sold, and exploited.
With the invention of cotton gin in 1793, cotton became a profitable cash crop in the Deep South. In 1830s, 1840s, and 1850s, America produced two-thirds of the world's cotton. Particularly, the South economy was built on agricultural production, of which demanded a massive number of slaves to plant, pick, and process the cottons. The number of slaves in America grew from 700,000 in 1790 to 4 million in 1860. Enslaved Africans were put under the system of restrictive codes such as the Fugitive Act of 1850, which made the federal government responsible for finding and returning runaway slaves to their owners. The act also put penalties on those who helped slaves in their escape. Enslaved Africans were also prohibited from learning to read and write. Their behaviors and movements were restricted, and sexual liberties were taken with them by their masters.
In 1861, civil war broke out between the northern and southern states over slavery, states' rights, and westward expansion. The North, which has a well-established manufacturing sector and an agricultural economy made up of small-scale farms, was in favor of abolishing slavery. The South, on the other hand, were in favor of retaining legal slavery because their economy was largely based on large-scale agriculture. The Civil War ended in 1865 with the victory of Northern states and the abolition of slavery.
Although African slaves were freed and granted the right to vote, citizenship, and civil protection in the aftermath of the Civil War, the legacy of slavery, which inevitably led to racial segregation, has remained strongly entrenched in American society until the present day.
I think America must see that riots do not develop out of thin air. Certain conditions continue to exist in our society which must be condemned as vigorously as we condemn riots. And what is it that America has failed to hear? It has failed to hear that the promises of freedom and justice have not been met, and it has failed to hear that large segments of white society are more concerned about tranquility and the status quo than about justice, equality, and humanity.
Exactly. Riots do not develop out of thin air. Police killing of unarmed black people is not a new phenomenon. Floyd's death just reflects the brutal American legacy.
In the century after slavery ended in 1865, white Americans established new ways to exploit black people's labor and keep African Americans impoverished. These methods include systemic exclusion, suppression, dehumanization of black people as apes and as being prone to violence.
From 1877 to 1950, nearly 5,000 African Americans were victims of lynching, a practice of murder by either police forces or white mobs by extrajudicial action. The purpose of this practice was to enforce white supremacy, the belief that white people are superior to those of other race and should therefore dominate society through racial terrorism.
George Floyd's death was considered by many historians as modern-day lynching. Today, black people are three times more likely to be killed by police than the whites in the U.S. And the ugly truth is that over 70% of African-American victims were unarmed when they were killed, the highest among all races. They were 1.3 times more likely to be unarmed compared to white people when they were killed.
It is not just his death that illustrates the country's racial disparities and the policing culture against black people, but his life, especially amid COVID-19 pandemic, did as well.
Floyd had lost his job as restaurant bouncer due to stay-at-home orders in his state. Of the millions of Americans laid off during coronavirus crisis, black workers are likelier to be affected than white workers.
Public health experts says African Americans are at significantly greater risk of death from coronavirus due to the lack of access to quality health care, and they disproportionately work in the frontline jobs, which increase their exposure to virus.
The U.S. is facing a double crisis, a mass protest, and the possibility of another wave of coronavirus infections. Black people for a long time have been fighting the injustice of the violently policing culture. Amid the death of Floyd, protests are taking place not only in the U.S. but also across the world, showing solidarity to fight against racism.
While George Floyd's killers are now facing charges, there have been so many other cases where police have been able to kill black men with impunity. The American justice system is in urgent need of drastic reforms to enable it to better hold police accountable for this racist violence, because black lives does matter.